Well, you can tell when things are getting bad in the country when people are starting to dump their dogs. Over the last couple of months, I think it's a couple of months, well, I found a couple of puppies and I was out walking my dog. Well, my dog found the two puppies, really. And poor little things, it's been dumped by the side of the road. They were cute wee things, and I'll tell you what, they were so cute. I really was thinking about keeping one of them. And, well, I couldn't. You can only, one dog's enough for me, really. I've got work to do, and it'd be a shame to just have two puppies. That'd be not being properly looked after by me because I've got one dog already. Anyway, so that was a couple of months ago. I found these two puppies, and well, we took them to a place that found homes for dogs, and that cost a bit of money. I think that cost us 20 and maybe a bit more euro to get those two dogs looked after. But I'll tell you what, I was seriously tempted to keep one of them. But there you go. And then yesterday, I was out walking and we saw a dog that we'd seen the day before actually, but hadn't got the chance to catch hold of it. And we thought it was a dog that was belonging to a house that we walked past on the way around. It was a boxer dog and looked very much like a dog called Tom. So anyway, the next day I was out walking yesterday and I saw this dog again. So we got him to follow me back towards this house where I thought he was owned by, which is strange because we actually saw him by that house the later day, and I thought maybe he just escaped and his owners would come and get him. But and anyway, another day I saw him there, and went to the next door neighbours. Oh no, that's not Tom. That's another dog. That is. So it looked very similar. Both boxer dogs, and they said that this other. The real Tom was a darker, maybe a bit bigger. So basically, we took him home, fed him, gave him a good feed, and then we had to ring up the local adjutant, which is the council, and they sent a fella out to come and pick him up. And honestly, this dog was a sweet dog, he was, and it was a damn shame that someone had dumped him. I mean, he hadn't got a collar on, so he probably was dumped. I mean, I suppose he's because he's a male dog, I mean, they do tend to go wandering if there's a chance that they might find a bitch on heat somewhere. But in this case, no, it was. I think he's been dumped because he was like a couple of days out on the road, and the police hadn't heard any requests from people saying, "I've lost my dog" or whatever else. So. This is really a shame. I mean, the dogs tend to be chipped over here, so there's a possibility they might find the owner by, doing a scan of the chip. So let's keep the fingers crossed that the owners do get the dog back if they have lost him, or they manage to find the owners and give him a good telling off for dumping the dog by the side of the road. The poor thing was starving, though. I mean, I put down some food for him, and, gosh, he dived into it, and he was making a really funny noise. You come on, these boxes are like, they always sound like they're on, they've got a really bad cold and they're just full of snuffles. But while we was sitting on the front step looking after this dog, giving him food and stuff and water, I mean, he tucked into the water as well. He must have been kind of parched as well. So he was as friendly as anything. I was looking at us and I was thinking, thinking to himself, something along the lines of, okay, right, where's my basket and which corner shall I take? And just let me know if you want me to chase any cats around here. I'll get rid of them for you. And by the way, just scratch a bit behind me here. I could just do a bit of a rub there. And well, it's like with dogs. They sort of look at you with those eyes. And you know the way that cats look at you, and the cats sort of say to them, if you're putting that shelf up, I wouldn't put it there. It's not a good place for it. And we wouldn't do it like that. But dogs always look at you and they say, oh, I love you. You know how it is with dogs. They look at you, those big eyes, and they say, oh, I love you. But we had to send him on his way, unfortunately, to the council, and they have ways of getting these dogs their homes or get them looked after. And the reason it cost us with the puppies that we got rid of last time, we had to move on because I couldn't look after them, was because we took them to the council there, and it was a cold time of the year, and the place, the kennels, wasn't really suitable for a cold time of the year. So what have we got here? Well, I just had to stop there as a couple turned up with the car, and I had to turn around and point them in the other direction because they couldn't come in there because they're not customers. Anyway, my 5 minutes is nearly up. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.